Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis. And we are in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and in Mitzvah Shem today we'll conclude Simen Shin Aleph, which dealt with many of the halachos of wearing items on Shabbos. Is it considered wearing or is it considered carrying? And we had begun actually with the bottom of Pei Hei Amud Aleph yesterday, Sif Mem Ches. And we'll pick up from the very beginning, even though we did this yesterday, we won't redo the Mishnah Berurahs though. The Mechaber tells us, Mistapek Odom Bialuntis, a person is allowed to dry himself off with a towel. Aluntis, the Ramah tells us, Pirush Beged, Shemistapkin Boliacha Shirochitzin. This would be a bath towel. A person dries himself off with it. And we're talking here, obviously, in a way that's permissible on Shabbos to take a bath. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said in Sivkat and Kufay and Dalit. So a person is allowed to dry off himself with a bath towel, and then umivia biyada, we can take this wet bath towel. We're not concerned that he's going to go and squeeze it. Velo chayshino shema yovo lischo, that he's going to squeeze the water out of this bath towel. Likewise, however, velo yimsor lebalonim, but you shouldn't give it over to the bathhouse attendants, because we are concerned that those people, shem chashudim ala schita, they will go and wring the water out of this bath towel, which is, of course, an issur schita on Shabbos, and therefore we don't give it to these balonim, who are, in the Gemara, described as people that are not really scrupulous in their adherence to the mitzvos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Kuf Ayin Hay explains that you can even take this aluntis lesoch beso b'mokum sheisheiriv. You can even take it from the bathhouse to your house in a place where there's an eruv. So it's not a problem of carrying, and it's not a problem of squeezing it out. I, the Abdi Mavor Le'el B'Hagah, even though the Ramah had said, the Osru L'Taltel Dover Hashar B'mayim, that you normally are not allowed to carry something that is drenched in water, Shiny Hacha, here it's different. Why? Kiven the Tira Sipuk, since they allowed you to use this bath towel to dry yourself off, Velo Chashashu L'Srita, and they weren't concerned that a person would come to squeeze it out, Mishum the Efshar B'Lisipa, because you can't go and bathe and wash yourself without drying yourself off. Therefore, L'Kachi Tiru Gam L'Havi L'Vei, so therefore, since they permitted you to use the bath towel to dry yourself off, they also permitted you to bring it to your house. Ken Kosev L'Magin Ram, this is the opinion of L'Magin Avram. The issue footnote 128 brings down that the Kavan over here of the Magin Avram is also brought down in the Machzis HaShekel, that the reasoning is sheitiru lohavias aluntis mibeis hamerchutz, that they allowed you to bring the towel from the beis hamerchutz for lo chosh shem yovo l'schita, and you're not concerned that they'll go to wring it out. Sheim nasor es havas aluntis, if we don't allow you to go and bring the bath towel, then people won't dry themselves off. They don't want to leave their towel over there. They're concerned that it will be stolen or that it will get taken. And therefore, v'kivin she'efshar l'rechitza v'lo sifuk. And since you can't go and wash without drying yourself off, mimela yimanu gam herechitza. Therefore, they won't take the bath. V'nimtza she'gzera al havas haluntis. And therefore, because if the rabbis were to institute a gzera over here not to bring your bath towel, it would essentially cause people not to be able to do rechitza. And that was talking about, as I mentioned, in days when rechitza was permissible. And therefore, and the people in those days would wash on a regular basis, and therefore this wouldn't be something that the tzibur would be able to tolerate. Therefore, that's why the Magen Avraham explains over here that this was never a gezeira that the rabbis instituted. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Avo be'al yirabba hevi b'shem sefer truma, the El Yerabba brings down the name of sefer truma, the sipuk bi'alumtis lo mechshav elekamai mutan. Muatim, that this drying yourself off with the aluntis is only considered as if you have a little bit of water. A person dries himself off after a bath or a shower, it's not soaking wet. And therefore, v'lo gozru al tiltulo, mishum shema yischol. Therefore, there never was a gzer over here that you come to wring it out because it's not soaking wet. And this is also v'chein mashma v'bir hagro, demutu l'taltul. That's why the Vilna Gaon also says you're allowed to carry it, because there is no concern that you're going to come and wring it out because it's just not that wet. The issue foot number 129 brings down, Begodim lachim, wet garments, she'enon re'uyim l'shimush machmas lechusam, who are not able to be used because they are so wet. Ach gam ein bohem chashash schita, kivon she'enon retuf v'mamash, even though they're not so wet that you can wring them out, and we're not concerned, therefore, that you can do schita, so Dayan Weiss, Zatzal, the Shelus Chuvus Minchach Yitzchak writes, mutu l'taltlem, you could carry such garments. Shekishem shehiter el yirabba l'taltel es aluntis, since the El Yerabba permitted you to go and carry the aluntis, because there's no concern of schita, so to over here, yesh l'hatil l'taltel es osam abgodim, where there is no concern of schita. He says, "Ba'af shemachmas lechusam eino ruim l'shimush," but you can't really use them because they're moist. Mikomokom midivri haMishnah Berurah lekamen from Simen Shin Ches. The Mishnah Berurah says over there, "Shirak isra tiltu mechashash srita." The only reason you can't normally carry them is because you're concerned you're going to squeeze them and do srita, and it's only because of the srita that they're considered muktza and you can't carry them. But in a case where there is no concern of srita, just you can't use them because they're moist, but not of srita, there is no such concern. The Mechaber continues with Sif Mem Tes, and he writes, Mutur lirchotz yodov binahar b'Shabbos. A person is allowed to put his hands into a river and wash his hands on Shabbos. However, he should be careful, b'vad shelo yotziim im hamayim shaleim chutz lenor arba amos. But you can't go, and when your hands are wet, move more than dalet amos from the river, because that would be a problem of carrying the water on your hands. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Kuf Ayin Vav, nokat arba amos, the reason why the Mechaber wrote over here dalet amos, is mishum distam mokum hayabosho sh'al sfas yamim unaharos hu karmelis. Because that's normally the river bank over here has the halachic status of a karmelis normally, and therefore you have no problem of going from the river, which is a karmelis, into the surrounding river bank, which is a karmelis, and then the only problem is not carrying a dalet amos within the karmelis. That's a din d'rabbanan. However, avol et mal svaso haya rishus harabim. But if the river bank actually was a rishus harabim, then also lohotzi yodok min hanor velachutz, then you wouldn't be allowed to take your hands while they're wet and bring them outside to the rishus harabim of the river bank. Ella, what should you do? Yinagve mitchilo heitev zubazu. You have to rub them together vigorously, one against the other, until there's no water left on your hands. Because in this situation, kianoharu karmelis, as I mentioned, the river has the status of being a karmelis, and now the river bank in this scenario has the status of being a rishus harabim. And also lahotzi mi karmelis rishus harabim. That's not allowed to go and carry something from a karmelis into rishus harabim, and therefore you can't even go dalet amos. You can't go at all. As opposed to if it's a karmelis to a karmelis, then you just have the regular rule of not going more than dalet amos. The issue of footnote number 130 brings down, what about the water that's left in a person's beard after, in this situation, he went into the river? So he brings down from the Stiplagon, he wouldn't move over here until it was dried off. For example, he went into a mikvah on Shabbos morning. He would wait until they dried by themselves before he would go outside. He brings down as well from the Archos Yosher, which brings down also the customs of the stipler, that he was knowing Lelechas Meavik Leves HaKnesses below La'atzor Bein Time. He would go without stopping in between. He would take a steady, continuous walk, and this way it would just be a Shvus to Shvus, and therefore, the Tzorach Mitzvah's Tfilah B'Tzibur Heikel Bazeh. He would be allowed to go in this situation because of Tfilah B'Tzibur. Now we go to Sif Nun. The Mechaber writes, Yotzin B'Pishton Sorok. A person is allowed to go out while he's wearing this combed flax, or Tzemer Menupatz, or this combed wool, Shebaroshe Balei Chatotim, which was apparently a custom that they would wear on the top of heads of people that had these chatotim, which are scabs, which the Ramah tells us, Pirish Balei Negoyim. These are people that had these wounds on their heads. So they would cover up their wounds on their heads with either this combed flax or this combed wool. Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Kuf Ayin Zayin, the Osin Zed, the reason why they would go out with these items on their head, Kideshe Nira Kiseyar Aroshan. It looked like they weren't bald or having scabs in those places. This was like a toupee for them, and that was permitted because they're wearing it. And the Mechaber qualifies this. Amosai, when is this true? Bisman shetzivon, it's when they were dyed. And on the side in the Ber HaGol, he says it's not really dyed like with a regular dye. He says pirish b'shemen. They would put it in oil in some way. And this is brought down from Rashi, and is also brought down by the Beis Yosef. Ukarachon, they had a string around them. As the Mishnah Berurah says over here, in Sivkat and Kufay and Ches, hayinu shetzivon l'doy, they were colored or dyed over here for beauty, or they had oil put on them for beauty, and they were wrapped with some sort of a string, this way it was almost like a hat with a string around it. Alternatively, Mechaber says, or you went out with it before Shabbos started, at least a Shoachas, some period of time before Shabbos, and that would demonstrate that this was a normal way of wearing it. As the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Kuf Ayin Tes, the Gale Daite de la Malbush Kaime. Because by going out with it on a weekday when you could carry it if you wanted to, you're demonstrating that this is a garment, so to say, that you're wearing, and therefore you can wear it on Shabbos as well. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'im lo tzivon v'lo yotza, if you didn't dye it, or you didn't go out with it before Shabbos, you didn't do either one of these two options, so then, af l'taltalon, also mishum muksa, then you're not allowed to not only wear it outside, you're not even allowed to move it, you're not allowed to carry it inside even, because it's muksa. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, ach m'choshev mibo yom lotzeis behen, but if you thought about going out with it, so you sort of say designated it as not being muktzah, so then this will be a discussion we'll have, ayin and simin shin ches, siv chav dalet demutah betiltah, whether you are allowed to go out with something that you had a machshava on that it shouldn't be muktzah. And this discussion can be seen in the Chofetz Chaim's Bir Halacha in Dibra Masl Oshiyotza Behen, where he brings down that this is a machlokus amongst the Achronim Ayin Shom for the details of this machlokus. We will wait till Simin Shinches to discuss it here in the Shir. Now we go to the final Sif in this beautiful Simin, Sif Nun Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, Mutu Lotzeis Bimitz Nefes Shetolim B'Tzavor. You are allowed to go out with some sort of a cloth or a kerchief that is hanging around a person's neck, for a person that has some sort of a wound on his arm or on his hand. I'm not sure exactly what the Mechaber is telling us over here. I wonder if this is something like a sling or if it's something like a bandage over here, maybe like an ace bandage we would use today or some sort of a wrap around the wound. In any event, in the Ber HaGola, Os Nun, he brings down from the Kobo in the name of the Raibit, who says, again, you have to demonstrate, according to these Rishonim, that you are wearing this, and the way to demonstrate that is by using it on a weekday when you could have carried it, and you wear it on a weekday, so you're demonstrating that this is carrying as well. So you are allowed to go out with this, according to the Mechaber. And likewise, he says, v'chein b'smartutin. Smartutin is something which we've explained previously before, is some sort of a shmata, and the Ramah tells us over here, perished, it means, chatichos beged baloi, means pieces of worn out cloth or material. And you could go out with this if it's wrapped around hakruchim al hayad, awala etzba, sheesh b'makim, if it's wrapped around a hand or a finger that has some sort of a wound on it. And this is something we also have discussed previously. But now let's look in the Mishnah Brura in Sivkot and Kuf Pei, that you can go out with this mitznefes. He says, Shekol Elu, in this fashion, Eino Nechshav Lehemah. So it's not considered something that you're carrying a burden. Elohim Ketachshit Lohem. But they're like an adornment over here, or as we pointed out in the Bir Hagola, that it's showing and demonstrating that this is something that you wear on a weekday as well. So therefore, it's not something that you're carrying on Shabbos. Sivkot and Kuf Pei Aleph, you go out with it on your hand, biyado, kein sarach lomar. Now, apparently there was another girus over here that, as we'll see, v'chei nidvas ba'ola Shabbos v'tosef Shabbos, that the word should be over here, biyado, like we have it in our mechaber, in our Shulchan Aruch over here, as opposed to mashi nimtzo be'ezid defus b'rosho. There are apparently other editions or other versions that had over here that if you have a mak on your rosh or on your arm instead of on your hand or on your arm, and he says that this is just a toe soferhu, it's talking about on your hand or on your arm and not on your head. Sivkat and Kuf Bebez, if this smartutin, if this worn-out clothing or shmat over here is wrapped around your hand, hu adin bikruchim al hamaka mamish. Same thing would apply if it was actually wrapped around the maka itself, not just around the hand or the finger where you have a maka. And he brings down the name of the Mogen Avram. And issue foot number 131 brings down, however, to just carry out a smartut, a bandage over here, a shmata, on your hand where you don't have a maka, in order to bring it to a friend, that would of course be usur. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah tells us over here, V'ayin le'el sif chof beis and sif chof ches, and you can see it actually in the Mishnah Berurah over there in sif cotton kuf ches, Masha kosavnu shom dekein hiskimu od harbe yachronim, that many yachronim agree with this idea as well, u'masha m'mistim ha'semachaber, de'bezen nechshav kemal busho, that by wearing this smartut in a certain way, with a string, without a string, was the whole discussion we had previously, afilu yotzo behem shoa achas mibojom, you don't have to necessarily go out with this over here for some period of time before Shabbos starts, as opposed to Masha'en came b'sif nun hakodim, what we just said in sif nun, where you have the combed flax or the combed wool, that you do have to go out, either you dye it and you wrap it in a certain way, or you go out with it before Shabbos, at least 1 hour, so that's different than over here, and this is also the opinion of King Kosev Magir Avram, the Chaim Tzadid El Yerbaba, and he says, V'ayin in the Bir Halacha. In the Bir Halacha, in Dibra Maskul, Hakucha Malayad, says, look what I wrote in the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Mogen Avraham and the Yerabah. But then he also brings down in the name of the Vilna Gaon, the Ladas HaMechaber B'Sif HaKodim, according to the Mechaber in the previous Sif, Gam Bozeh Bo'inun Sheyetze Behem Shoa Aches Mibod Yom, that you would have to go out and wear it an hour before Shabbos started or sometime before Shabbos started to demonstrate that it is a wearable item or an ornament and not something that you're carrying. And he brings down, this is also the opinion of the Taz. However, the Vilna Gaon explains, the Mashalo Hisker HaMachaber B'Siv Zeha Prat HaZeh, why didn't the Machaber mention it over here if he says that that's the same halacha? Lefi Shitas Shav HaRishonim. It's because these other Rishonim hold, the Le'inyon Shehei Nechshav Kimabush, Le'inyon Hotzah, in regards to it being considered something that you're wearing in regards to carrying, Lo Bo'inon Sheyetz Behem Sho Achim Zuhoyom. They do not require you to go out with it before Shabbos. V'agamorish Eskiru Le'inyon Pikurin, the Gemara that said you do have to do that for what we learned in Sif Nun, for the wall, humishum de belav hachi osa mishum tilto. There you have a separate problem because of tilto. It's considered mukta, and you wouldn't be allowed to carry it even inside, never mind outside. Finally, we conclude Simon Shin Aleph with the words of the Berhetev in Os Lamed Hei. And he brings down in the name of the Chuvas Dvar Shmuel, who writes, Isser Lotzeis B'Shabbos B'Osum Kelim Shemisimim B'Ragleim Roch V'Yasusim. You're not allowed to go out with certain type of attachment to the shoes that horse riders would wear. Sheyesh B'Tachteim K'min Gal Gal Koton. They have on their bottom some sort of a ring. Ubo Chidu De Barzo. They have some sort of iron over there. Shemakim Bohem Asus. They use this to spur the animal to go with their feet. Some sort of a spur. V'Hitir B'Osum. He permits, however, the ones that only have the chidudim over here, elokein keshes or barzo, that have some sort of a bowl of iron over here, and that is not for function, elo shemishtamshin behem lenoi. This type of implement over here is for beautification purposes and is not for functional purposes to spur the horse to go. And it's also used over here to somehow connect l'chaber b'hem b'tei ashokayim, to somehow connect the calves with some sort of a strap over here, or levilta yechotsu miraglem, so they shouldn't come off from the feet of the person. So again, functionality is a problem if it's something that's muktza. However, for beautification purposes or for some functionality that is permissible, that is allowed. This fits in very well with many of the other things that we talked about in this beautiful siman, which deal with things that are functional or ornamental or permitted. They're not considered carrying, they're considered wearing, but for something that isn't going to be functional and is there for a purpose which you can't use on Shabbos or is broken or something like that, so then it is a problem of carrying. That concludes siman Shin Aleph, and that will conclude today's shir. We'll pick up with Shin Beis tomorrow, Mirtzah Hashem.